Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't think you heard me.
I was fiddling with something else, and then okay. You were like, "I'm coming down."
Okay. Sorry. I just didn't want you to get going.
Do I need to talk into the microphone?
Yes. That's okay. How. That microphone and that microphone are going through Zoom, and most of those, except for one of them, because I had to switch it out with that one.
Okay. But thank you very much. Good afternoon. My name is Nell Smith. I'm an assistant director for the Division of Medical Services at the Department of Human Services, the Arkansas Department of Human Services. And this is our Arkansas Health and Opportunity for Me, our home, post-award public forum. So the purpose of this public forum is a requirement of CMS. Our home operates as a Section 1115 demonstration waiver. That means that we get to operate our program, our Medicaid expansion program, a little differently than other states, and we do that under a waiver. So federal waiver regulations require a post-award public forum to solicit comments on the progress of the demonstration. The public has an opportunity to provide comments, and a forum summary will be included in our quarterly and annual reports to CMS. And all of the forum materials will be available at the link on the screen. So just an overview of our home. Our home is Arkansas's Medicaid expansion program under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Serves adults between the ages of 19 and 64 years old with household income below 138% of FPL, the federal poverty level. So the federal government pays 90% of the program, and Arkansas pays the remaining 10%. The reason that it's a waiver program, that we get to operate it a little differently, is that we use our Medicaid dollars to buy private insurance for our clients. So instead of individuals being on the traditional Medicaid fee-for-service plans, we purchase with premium to our qualified health plans to give our clients private health insurance. So it originally started as as the Healthcare Independence Program, but most recently was the Arkansas Works Program, and that state law and our federal waiver expired at the end of 21, calendar year 21. Our state legislature created Act 530 of 2021 to authorize DHS to apply for a new five-year waiver. CMS subsequently approved that program, the Our Home program, in December of 2021 for a January 1, 2022 start date. Our new program, as I mentioned earlier, is called the Arkansas Health and Opportunity for Me, or Our Home. So the current Our Home population covers more than 340,000 people. And it covers about 20% of Arkansas's non-elderly adults. So it's an important program in our state. And in 2021, the expenditures for this program totaled $2.46 billion. And as I mentioned earlier, the federal government is paying 90% of that cost. So one big change, we've always been interested in improving the health of Arkansas Works, our Medicaid expansion population, but our home has really taken a laser focus to improving health of our clients. And one way that we do that is we put new requirements on the qualified health plans. So they are now required to provide incentives to their members or to healthcare providers to encourage health improvement activities. They submit annual quality assessment and performance improvement strategic plans. So how are they planning to improve the health of their members? And they're required to meet annual targets on quality of care measures. DHS may assess penalties for QHPs that miss the targets. So we've set annual targets for 22, and we will see how they do based on calculations in 23. So these are three examples of the 2022 targets. We've got chlamydia screening, the percent of women ages, percent of individuals ages 21 to 24 who received a chlamydia screening. We've got cervical cancer screening for women ages 21 to 64, and breast cancer screening ages 50 to 64. And you'll see the green boxes are the essentially the best performers on each of the measures, and so that is where we have set the targets. These are just three maybe 25 metrics that we have, and we've set the bar at the qualified health plan that in 19 or 20 was doing the best job, and the purpose of that is to say, you know, if one of the qualified health plans is able to meet this low measure, then every plan should be able to meet it. So these are for 22, performance year 22. We will assess how they did in 23 and discuss any penalties that may occur in 23. So another new feature of our home is the Health and Economic Outcomes Accountability Oversight Advisory Panel, which we've just had a meeting of. And this is a joint legislative and executive branch oversight panel. The panel ensures that essential program transparency and stakeholder involvement, and its primary purpose is to review the health plan's annual strategic plans and to make recommendations on performance improvement targets. And they have done that in 21, and they will do that again in the next couple of meetings that we'll have. This group meets quarterly and is reviewing lots of data and asking very good questions and keeping track of our plans. Finally, this is a component that is still being discussed within our federal regulators, CMS. It's a Life 360 home, and the concept is that we will contract with hospitals who will either use their own staff or will contract with a partner to provide intensive care coordination, supportive services for individuals in these three different categories. So we've got three of them. The first is maternal. So this is the concept is that we would contract with hospitals with obstetrics units, and they would identify women with high-risk pregnancies. And they would contract with a home visiting provider, and the home visiting provider would provide home visiting services to these moms during their pregnancy and for up to 2 years after the baby is born. The second Life 360 home concept is the rural Life 360 homes, and these are where we would be contracting with rural hospitals to coordinate some intensive care coordination services for individuals living in those rural areas with a serious mental illness or substance use disorder. The third Life 360 home concept is a Success Life 360 home, and this is where we would contract with acute care hospitals, and they would partner with an Our House or a Goodwill sort of organization to provide intensive services to help individuals, young adults, so those in their 20s, who are in our home and they're in one of four categories. They were formerly incarcerated, they were formerly in the DYS, the Division of Youth Services system, they were formerly foster care children, or they were veterans, and this program would help them really sort of wrap intensive services around them for improving life skills, so resume building or helping them get a driver's license, that sort of thing. Things that are really essential to them getting off to a successful start and having healthy outcomes. So CMS has been very supportive of our concept and been very encouraging, but they are working through some budget neutrality policy issues, and we hope that they will be approving that component of our program very soon. And finally, we have an update on cost sharing. This is currently, we have some cost sharing in the Our Home program. If you are above 100% of the federal poverty level and you're in Our Home and you're enrolled in a qualified health plan, you pay a $13 per month premium, and you will pay $4 or $8 copay at the time that you use services, so when you go to the doctor's office. And you'll pay those copays up to a max of $60 per quarter. In 2023, CMS is eliminating the premium, so those will go away entirely. The $13 a month premium will go away entirely. And then we're submitting a state plan amendment, a request to CMS to change the structure of our copays. So one thing that we are doing is we're changing the amounts of each of the service-specific copays. So instead of $4 or $8, it's $4.70 or $9.40 per service. The other thing that we are doing is previously only people up to 100% of FPL, above 100% of FPL were paying copays. Now anyone above 20% of FPL will be paying copays. And you can see on the screen the quarterly copay amounts. These have increased for those who are already paying copays and are going to be brand new for those who are not currently paying copays. But there will be some populations and some services that are exempt from copays. For example, pregnant women won't be charged copays, and emergency services will be exempt from copays. And finally, we've got some other upcoming changes. We are planning to transition some Our Home members to the provider-led shared savings entity program, the PASS program. This applies to individuals who are currently what we consider medically frail in the Our Home program. They are not in a qualified health plan, so they're medically frail, and they've been assessed on the behavioral health independent assessment at a tier 2 or tier 3. So this assessment really measures for those who have a mental health condition. It assesses any functional deficits that they may have, and if they have high levels of functional deficits, they would be in one of these higher tiered assessments. And that we think that those folks are going to be moved from the Our Home program to the PASS program, where they'll get some care coordination services. And we think that's going to be about 1,100 people who will move beginning in July 1. Finally, we have retroactive eligibility. That is where we have reduced the amount of time where you can claim your medical claims back to 90 days. That's current Medicaid policy, that Medicaid would pay for claims back to 90 days. We've reduced that for the Our Home population to 30 days, and that also, again, begins July 1st. And this is a time for comments and questions. We welcome, we provided a number of ways to make your comments or questions. You can submit them to me via email. My email is there. You can mail them to me. Or you can express them today during this meeting. A couple of other things that we wanted to mention is that Arkansas has provided coverage through qualified health plans since 2014. That is not new with our home. That has been the case since 2014. And we welcome your comments and your experiences in this demonstration. So at this time, I will open it up to any comments or questions that anyone would like to make. Comments. I don't see any comments on the Zoom, so we will adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much. Please, if you do want to make comments, there is still time. Thank you.